It's 8 o'clock. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks begins right fucking now.
Hello!
Hard.
Guys, hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my lovely co-host, the esteemed Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Hello.
Guys, my other co-host. Is he the loveliest, Travis?
I think so.
Guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, Coach T, Hustlin' Hulse. Popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Hello, Travis.
I have my t-shirt rolled up as far as it can go. I don't know why I just don't take it off. It's very hot here.
You roll up your t-shirt? Are you talking about at the waist?
Well, I rolled it up towards the top, so it's like rolled up into itself. So like my neck is still through the hole and my arms are still through the sleeves. But you know, I guess it's like if you pulled it up, but I rolled it into itself. I've never done this really before.
Cut those sleeves off,
I need to cut everything from the neck down off is what I need to do.
Guys, Matt here. Matt, hi, Matt. Matt, what is Travis talking about? Explain it to me, please.
He's rolled the sleeves of his t-shirt up.
No, the waist. The bottom of the t-shirt is
so it looks like a sports bra.
Well, it's over my man chesticles.
Guys, phone number to contact the show.
I know what he's talking about. And then he tucks it up into the neck.
It's 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Guys, we have a show for you tonight. We're refreshed. We're feeling good. Guys, There's a lot going on the internet, and I'd like to not talk about any of it, like the bagel guy. Travis, don't want to talk about bagel guy.
You don't want to talk about the bagel guy,
Matt. Fucking bagel. Did you see the bagel guy's, like, he's selling t-shirts now? He's leaned into the bagel guy bit.
Yeah, I don't really get the bagel guy. I'm surprised that he's able to move past what he did. I mean, it was pretty.
Well, he feels justified. I believe in an interview he said he's like Martin Luther King. He's like the Martin Luther King of short people.
Yeah, I don't know that that's at all the thing you could say.
The people licking,
comparison you could make,
licking the ice cream mat and spitting in the tea and the mouthwash. Don't want to talk about those people. They make me sad.
How do they spit in the mouthwash? Doesn't the mouthwash have like a plastic sealant around the cover?
Well, I guess some of them don't, Matt. See, and I guess maybe
if it doesn't have a seal, why are you buying it?
Every mouthwash that I buy has the seal.
Right, and I'll never again buy ice cream without the plastic on top.
No, I think that probably this whole thing was a ruse. I feel like there's a lot out there that is just designed for those sweet, sweet clicks.
Most of this is. That broad that licked that ice cream, that I did see that video real quick, she put that back. They laughed about it. They ran away. And then one of their friends or herself went back, grabbed it, and bought it.
I think in the end, this will be an agent for good. And maybe everything will be sealed just for our own. But, I mean, I think that there's an epidemic going on where people are going to grocery stores and licking. No, I mean, people aren't fucking assholes. Well, I mean, people are fucking assholes.
They are assholes, and they are doing
it. Here's the thing. I think it might have started off as a joke. I think you're going to get some assholes out there that are like, that's really funny. Let's go do this.
Copycats.
Yeah, and then there's the people that are probably going out to do it for the clicks and the stuff like that, but they're probably buying it.
But it's like putting razor blades in apples, Matt. I don't think there's people putting razor blades in apples. I think we check candy every year apples. Looking for people fucking with candy, and nobody's fucking with candy.
I went up to Maine on Saturday and
did you
heard
see Stephen King?
I did, actually. That was the whole reason to go. Cool. I was hoping to find him, spot him, but unfortunately he's pretty rare.
You know, Matt, all of Stephen King's books are all in Maine.
Yeah. Well, he likes to do that.
Sometimes they're in Castle Rock, sometimes they're in Derry.
Derry, mm-hmm. Maine?
That's true. Yep.
Derry, Maine.
Sometimes they're in Maine.
No. So you went to Maine.
And the leaves were turning color.
Yeah, so I was up there, and I overheard at least two separate conversations with two different groups of people talking about, like, oh, did you see what people are doing? They're lifting the lids off and licking the ice cream. Like, just stop. Like, people need to stop. Everybody needs to stop.
It's scary, man.
I say we just stop talking about what we see on the internet because none of it's real.
Well, and Charles, I think that none of it is real. Like, we didn't talk about the latest Nike thing, did we?
No, we didn't, but I hope we're going to get to Area 51 because I've bought my tickets already, right? Right,
Matt,
Travis?
Matt,
right?
I think might have missed I caught a hint of the Area 51 stuff, but I don't think I know the whole story.
They will shoot you.
Oh, Dwight Schrute did a Snapchat, and then Michael Scott jumped in, and then Andy said something, and then Jim said something. Oh, it's a great meme.
So true. That's all true.
The office, it comes into play with all of this?
Yeah, Jim is not just going to get in on the hockey battles. He's also going to get in on Area 51.
Right.
So we're going to Area 51, and we're going to knock down the fence, and we're going to go up there, and we're going to say, show us the aliens.
Not just show us the aliens, Mike. We're going into Area 51, and we're going to get the aliens, and we're going to bring them right back out.
Drag them out of there. It's like those PETA people when they like break into a laboratory and they free all the animals. We're gonna free aliens.
Oh, so we're gonna free them. They're being held captive and we're going to liberate them. This isn't like a angry fuck you got aliens and we don't want them to be here. This is like
we're gonna
give them a social security number and let them be.
We're gonna jump in Elon Musk's new Tesla. With this flamethrower, we're going to all get right on down to Area 51. We're going to kick the gate down. We're going to go inside. We're going to be like, hey,
good luck
on
getting to that gate, by the way.
We're going to flame anybody who stands in our way.
But why are we doing that? Do we know where
Area
51 is?
Have you not seen the movie Paul? Didn't you see what a great time they had going cross-country with that alien? That's why we're doing it. We want
Mac
to have a good time with aliens.
I mean, come on. Don't you want to go to McDonald's with your little fucking alien bud?
Some Reese's Pieces with an E.T.?
We don't know where it is, though, do we? Or do we? Do we
know where it is? New Mexico.
We know exactly where it is, buddy.
I thought it was Nevada.
It's all the
it's
same
right.
There.
It's, yeah.
And down we're there. We're just all going to show up. And we're going to...
It'll be like Burning Man.
Facebook group. Are you not joined up?
No, Matt. I don't know anything about this.
Over half a million people are going.
I'm watching
people beat up 5 feet guys at bagel places. That's what I'm spending my time doing.
You're not millennials like Travis and I here.
You're gonna have to pay the service fee to StubHub, mm-hmm. but you get your tickets.
Right.
Storm right in there.
VIP package gets you in that Tesla with Elon Musk.
But only for like a half a mile because he's got a lot of people paying for
this. So is mm-hmm. Elon Musk going to Area 51?
Why wouldn't he, Mike?
What I don't the understand fuck, Matt? What happened questions. To that guy, man?
What? He's a fucking bajillionaire.
Like,
a bajillionaire.
That guy was, he seemed like he was well respected for a while.
He's a bajillionaire.
Like, we were going, oh, God, this guy is a fucking brilliant dude. He does all kinds of
rocket.
Cool stuff.
People started shitting on him after he smoked weed with Joe Rogan.
Now he just seems like a goof.
Tucker still launched a rocket into space and then landed it upright on a platform in the ocean. So right. I'm still gonna give him props.
Guy's a
still
fucking...
makes he still makes $10,000 batteries you can buy to like totally power your house.
Goofball.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a goofball, sure, but I mean, come on. Guy's making the world a better place.
Aren't all
was
billionaires
Einstein
kind of
not a goofball?
Right.
Yeah, I guess Einstein was a goofball, right? All the truly visionary people, there's people that laugh at them, Travis. There's people that think that they're jokes.
Hey, Mike,
what do you think they were saying about Isaac Newton? They were calling that guy a goofball.
I don't know if you knew this, Mike, but in the Tesla, you've got the Model S, the Model E, and the Model X.
Hey, the more models, the better, am I right?
Model sex.
That's not true, is it, Matt?
It is. It's
true. So he's a fucking goofball, is what you're saying.
The model
you
sex.
Like pina coladas? Matt, guys, coming up in a little bit, we are going to be playing America's favorite game show. It's a returning
new favorite. America's new favorite.
No, it's one from the past. We're bringing it back. I'm pretty excited.
The butt. The coot of the butt.
I won't tell you just yet, Matt. I'm teasing it, but I did want to tell you guys. Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I love music lawsuits.
We got another one?
Travis, this is one of my favorite things. Now, this is not
us.
This is one that's been floating around for a couple of days on the social medias. Not the offending party, but the prosecution, they've tweeted out things just fun and about saying, LOL, does anyone know a good melody attorney and stuff like that? Because people are sending it to them. And they're saying, you know, hey, did you hear this? Travis, in the last... In the last couple of days, Ed Sheeran. You familiar with Ed Sheeran, Travis?
Oh, yeah.
He was my favorite character from Game of Thrones.
Yep, that's right.
He put out an album of collaborations, and he did a song with the country music guy Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars.
He put out his own Santana Supernatural album.
Yeah.
Come on. Ed Sheeran.
You gotta wait a little bit longer.
Fucking Carlos was in the game for like 40 years before he did
I know.
Willie Nelson didn't even put one out till he was like 72.
I think Carlos Santana still has like the number one song ever with fucking Rob Thomas. Like that song is still massive.
I thought you were gonna say the one with Everlast.
Yeah.
That was my favorite.
Put your lights on.
Hey now.
Put your lights on.
Oh, you sinners. But what happened to Everlast, Matt? Where did he go?
Oh, he's out there.
That was it.
He's still out there.
Yeah, he still does those summer tours with like Sugar Ray. And
he got dissed by Eminem, and now he hides in the show.
Guys, Ed Sheeran, he put out this song. I don't remember what it's called. It's like Blow. The song is called Blow.
Yeah.
Because that's what it does.
Feeling like a bullet,
Now, Matt,
see, I have no problem with Ed Sheeran. That sounds good.
So this is with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars, and it came out on my release radar on Spotify, which I'm a big fan of because it always points me in the right direction when I'm looking for new music. I don't know how anybody couldn't locate it right there on Spotify.
Fuck you, man. So this might be obscure, guys, but I mean, like when someone pointed it out, I heard it right away. I didn't hear it when I heard the Ed
Sheeran
song. It
sounds like Lenny Kravitz.
Song,
you about to ruin this for me, Mike?
It sounds like Lenny Kravitz.
It didn't jump out at me, but once I saw people talking about it, I was like, oh, yeah, it sure does, doesn't it? Now, a couple years ago, guys, Kevin Martin from Candlebox, he put out an album with all of the guys from Live that aren't Ed Kowalowal. Called The Gracious Few, and their first single was called Honest Man. Now you just heard the Ed Sheeran song. Now hear the riff for The Gracious Few's song. You hear it?
Can you play the blow one again? All right, so I'm going to tell you right now, that riff, I feel like, has been done 1,000 times.
I was just going to say, I could go through probably one of each of my rock CDs from like 1995 to 2005, probably have that exact same riff.
That's a pretty standard.
Isn't that Led Zeppelin?
You know,
it's,
and then,
it's on Lenny Kravitz's, like, what was the American Woman one?
American Woman is da na 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 da na.
It's not American Woman. The song is not American Woman, but it's on the same album. That riff is in a Lenny Kravitz song.
American Woman. Stay away, hey.
Audio Slave song.
American Woman. Listen what I say, hey.
I don't think that song would track anymore in our today's cultural climate.
Definitely wouldn't.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that's a Led Zeppelin song, too, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I like that song. I think Chris Stapleton, while he is a country artist, I do enjoy his music quite a bit. He did that song with the Soundgarden guy, and that was pretty cool.
Stapleton gets around. I feel like that's how he's making his living. He's like just
hangs out with Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
The Nike had the American flag shoe, Matt, and
people licking the inside of Nikes? Is that
what they were doing? Is they were going to put out a commemorative Susan B. Anthony shoe? Colin.
Oh, they're going to do a Sacagawea one.
Colin Kaepernick called up Jerry Nike. Head of Nike, and he said, hey, you can't make American flag shoes, that's racist. And so they said, guys, we talked it over with Colin Kaepernick, and we decided not to make the racist American flag shoes.
So then they made it a Confederate flag one.
They're making no shoes now. Okay,
they stopped making Nikes?
Why do we know?
Just took those Air Jordans right off the shelf.
Why do we know that phone call took place? Why did
Kaepernick
we get
told us?
No. Who told us? Kaepernick told us that he got the Nike shoes canceled.
Kaepernick called up the internet. Kaepernick called up the internet and he said, listen, guys, I just got off the phone with Mr. Nike. It's taken care of.
I don't want to sound like, tell me if I sound Alex Jonesy here, but like Black Little Mermaid, Matt.
Yeah.
Everyone complaining about Black Little Mermaid is praising the original Little Mermaid. They're saying, oh my God, we love the original Little Mermaid. So it's going out there into the world guys, The Little Mermaid is great, and we're doing fine. And all of this stuff is going on, and everyone is arguing. When one, I swear there was five people that were saying, "Fuck Black Little Mermaid," and every person that said "Fuck Black Little Mermaid," there was 1,000 people replying to them saying, "No, so, fuck you, Black Little Mermaid's great."
I think vocally on Twitter that might be the case, but I have run into probably more people that are in favor of there not being a Black Little Mermaid than there are. So this is what it is. At work, I hear a lot of people who want there to not be a Black Little Mermaid. I hear there's a decent amount of people that don't give a fuck, and then the minority is people who are like, well, there definitely should be a Black
Little Mermaid. I think that somewhere along the line, some PR company has done the research and has figured out a way to moneyball our rage. I think it's just the same thing
they did with Sonic. It's the same thing they did with Sonic. All this shit is planned just to fuck with everything.
Right, right. The Susan B. Anthony shoe, I think that was all just made up so that the people that got mad about the shoe, maybe that strengthens like bonds with a company. Maybe like we say, oh, Nike's here for me. The people that are mad about it, they probably get over it. But like
didn't even have any plans to do that. They probably hired Boss Logic to make a fake shoe poster with the Susan B. Anthony flag at 13 stars.
I don't know what it is, but
started to figure this whole thing out with Black Lives Matter. I think when that movement started, I think all of the commercial geniuses behind the scenes started seeing this is how we look at the outrage. Like, and then the press definitely steered it into a certain direction of feeding off of the controversy.
It's the same thing that happened with AOC. We've talked about this. We talked about this forever ago with that Cortez gal, where that video came out and people were not freaking out, but everybody is like, if you're freaking out about this girl, and now you wouldn't have known about a state congresswoman if there wasn't a bunch of bullshit plastered all over the internet about outrage. And now she's like one of the head people that you see all the time when you're talking about Democratic Party. It's all manipulation, because now they know how they can manipulate the populace of fucking Twitter to do all of their advertising for them.
Travis, have you seen all the stuff going around about this guy, this former senator from Alaska named Mike Gravel? He's a 90-year-old man, and we're raising money to get him into the debate, not because he wants to win, but pretty much just so that he can show up and say fuck you to Joe Biden. And so they're saying, give us a dollar. And if he gets a certain amount of donors, it doesn't matter the amount. If he gets a certain amount of donors, then he gets to be in the debate. Mike Gravel is not actually running the campaign. Mike Gravel's a 90-year-old man who takes care of his garden and his birds. He has no interest in doing this. It's like some 17-year-old kids with his Twitter password that are running this campaign. And I mean, he's fine with it. I mean, if they raise the money, he'll show up, and I guess he'll go tell Joe Biden to go fuck himself. But I mean,
what happened to the Joe Biden love? Do you when Obama was in office and coming out of office, people loved Joe Biden. People were making memes with him in sunglasses.
Yeah, he started hugging kids all weird.
He was doing it the entire presidential, entire time he was in office, he was hugging people and squeezing them on the shoulder.
People didn't really pay attention until just recently.
I don't think there's any. Nobody's clean anymore. Everybody has their thing, and there's stuff on everyone. You can't get out clean. You can't.
I don't know why you'd even want to get in, truthfully.
No, you shouldn't even try to get in. Just stay out.
Stay out. Stay out here.
But yeah, I mean,
nice out here.
Everyone is fighting for their clicks. Everyone's fighting to have their day in the sun. Travis, do you remember 2004?
You'd just be editing.
Travis.
Do you remember
2004? Yeah, great. Oh, I was mid-20s.
That's a good year
of my life, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this, Travis, but in 2004 there was a gentleman named Iman. You remember Iman?
Isn't it pronounced Amon?
Amon.
Drunk. Yeah. See, I think drunk's the expert here. Drunk it. Amon.
I went with Iman.
Iman. I'll tell you what. When this album came out, I went to Target and bought it the first day.
Did you?
And you know what?
Ooh, on release day?
Really?
I don't think that I've ever heard another song on this album. I have it, but if this guy has another song,
Mike,
I've never heard it.
You went to buy this record.
I bought it the day it came out.
Released it?
Yeah, absolutely. This song,
and you only played the one song?
This song, it generated a response. There was a gal who made I don't remember what it was called. Do you remember?
F you back or something.
F you back.
Guys, like a response track?
Yeah.
Yeah, the name
I miss those days so much, the response tracks.
The name of the song was Fuck It, and then in parentheses, Don't Want You Back. Guys, the lyrics are, fuck what I said, it don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents, might as well throw them out. Fuck all those kisses, they didn't mean jack. Fuck you, you hoe. I don't want you back.
Fuck what I said, it don't mean shit now. Fuck the presents, might as well throw them out. Fuck all those kisses, they didn't mean jack.
That song, I'll tell you
what.
That's
my fucking jam.
But Travis.
Good song.
More importantly, the song, it had a lot of potty language in it, Travis.
Can't have that.
Is there any way possible, Travis, that you could kids bop that shit?
Kids bop that shit! Yeah, I think I can do something with this one. Look what I bought, it's a pretty good gift now. Wrap the presents, might as well give them out. Chuck all the boxes on the luggage rack. Truck to your home, I'll crawl in the back.
Wow.
Thank you.
Guys,
you're amazing, Travis.
I'll tell you what we're going to do.
We're going to take a break.
Spoiler alert.
Gotcha.
WFOD!
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
So the money was better for Spider-Man than Toy Story. I'll trump it up to releasing on a Tuesday holiday and having the extra days, but I mean, it's not like we didn't expect it to be successful. The difference was the Metacritic, which made Toy Story still the movie to target. I actually don't see how Not Safe for Water Coolers doesn't win this season of the HFL. With Hobbs and Shaw opening soon, Lion King getting awful reviews, and us only having Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark to look forward to, we can almost start planning Jim's parade. In fact, maybe we should. Let's plan it now. Who's ever heard of an early celebratory jinx?
Hello, listener. There's things you need to know.
Online and on your mobile device.
This is Strange Label.
There's 319 million people in the United States, and 1.9% of them identify themselves as gay. So us here at Dunkin' Donuts have a message for them. Fuck you. Look, we know in 2015 that isn't a popular opinion. But if you consider the consequences of us saying that, thousands of news outlets, blogs, and jackoffs on the internet saying Dunkin' Donuts, we're pretty comfortable with our stance. Hell, if you 6 million queers want to draw even more attention to us by protesting or something, even better. When you get cold standing out there advertising for us for free, come on in for one of our 6 delicious signature blend coffees and one of our collectible non-denominational holiday cups. This holiday season, keep it fresh in your mind. America runs on Dunkin'.
The four of them find a way to laugh. Once again. WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
guys, we're back.
So, Mike.
Yes, up, drunk.
So, I know I've been gone for the last couple weeks or whatever. Apologies. But does the rest of the podcast world know what I found out today?
What did you find out today, drunk?
About you having a four-legged creature in your house?
Oh, yeah, I got a dog, guys. I got a dog.
This motherfucker got a dog.
Travis, I'm coming out. I'm telling everyone. I have a dog now.
I got a puppy.
I'm coming out.
I'll be down in a little bit to take care of that dog.
Oh, yeah. Put the kiss of death on her.
Give it the old Travis touch.
I mean, she's a cute little thing, but man, she seems like a handful.
She is. She's a handful.
You sure you're young and spry enough to
I don't. I don't think that at all.
Undertake this undertaking?
No. I think we've spent more time outside this week than the previous 7 or 8 years that we've lived here.
Combined.
Yeah.
Are you guys getting yourself ready for kids?
No, dog.
Right. Are you easing yourself into like parenthood?
Like training wheels?
Like, see if we can take care of this dog. If not, we know we shouldn't have kids. But hey, if we can do it,
I think
pop Travis, one of those babies out.
Yeah, I'd say if that were the case, then like it isn't going well. Yeah. Anybody wants a dog? Got one that you can get on the cheap, I think.
Is it going to last longer than the cat did? Say,
right. Is that dog going on Craigslist tonight?
Yeah. You're supposed to act like Yelp when it does that.
No, that doesn't work.
And act like
it doesn't work.
No,
You're supposed to go on Yelp and leave a review of that fucking dog every time that happens.
So I'll tell you guys the dog story. So we get the dog. Laura goes to the Humane Society. She gets this dog.
Yeah.
We get the dog home. Dog just is depressed as fuck. Just laying around, wants to sleep all the time. It's fucking just like you can barely get her on her feet, like she's struggling to get on her feet. Like she's not doing.
She was living in a prison for a while.
Right, and that's what we equated it to. We thought that some of it was that. We thought that she's adjusting to a new home. But there was things going. We couldn't get her to eat or drink. She wasn't acting right, and so. She got the dog on a Saturday. On Sunday, we called the Humane Society, and we said, this dog is sick or something is going on with the dog. She's not acting right. And she still has her stitches from her spay.
Yeah.
We need to bring this dog in so that you guys can figure out what's going on with the dog. So they said, okay, well, the clinic isn't open on Sunday. You'll have to call on Monday and make an appointment with them. So I called them on Monday. I took Laura to work. I called the clinic, and they said, well, we don't have any appointment times available, but if you bring her in, we'll see her. I was like, okay, I'll be there in an hour. I bring her to the thing. The vet comes in, checks her out a little bit, sticks a thermometer up her ass, says, she has 105 degree temperature. The dog has pneumonia. So that'll be...
The Humane Society gave you a pneumonia dog?
Yeah, they pneumonia gave us a dog, pneumonia yeah. dog. So that'll be $52 for the pneumonia medicine to fix your new dog. So I was like, oh, neat. Thank you for this. So we start... Keep in mind, we've had this dog a day and a half. We have no idea what she likes, what she doesn't like. We have no idea anything. And we're trying to feed the dog antibiotics, which, we've never had a dog before. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. So we're hiding.
It's hard enough doing it for a dog that you've had for a while.
Right. We're hiding pills and shit. We went and bought treats that have pill pockets in them. and we're having a hell of, we can't get her to eat or drink anything because she's sick, and we're also trying to sneak medication into food, which she also doesn't want to eat. So this dog is smart. We can't just throw pills down her mouth because she'll just sit there and pretend like she's swallowed. You know, like I threw a pill in her mouth and held her mouth closed for 15 minutes, and she just sat there and looked at me. And she was fine sitting there for 15 minutes, and then as soon as I took my hand off her mouth, she spit the pill out. So we're struggling like motherfuckers trying to figure out we're doing the dog puzzle, you know? We're trying to figure out all this shit. Oh, by the way, so I take the dog to the vet. They give me the pills. I leave. Later on, what they also tell me to do is slap her on the sides a lot, because if I slap her on the sides, it'll loosen all of the shit in her lungs because she has pneumonia.
Oh, my God.
So I'm slapping my dog. And after a while, slapping...
Sounds like a country music song.
Slapping my fucking dog. She starts hacking up a bunch of shit. Like, she's hacking, and she's not really eating. And so, like, she's doing what I perceive as her throwing up a lot. And so I'm, by the way,
but it's just more like a dry heave because nothing's coming out.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and occasionally she spits up like some like water
yellow
or whatever, yeah, and then just licks it back up so that she can throw it up again. So keep in mind, I never had a fucking dog. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And this dog is constantly dry heaving in the house. And then I take her with me, and she's dry heaving in the back of my car. And I called the vet, and they didn't call me back for like 2-3 hours. And I'm Googling, hey, what do you do if your dog keeps throwing up? And they're like, oh, yeah, that dog's going to die. And so I'm like, for 3 days, we're sitting here with our brand new dog thinking, and every time we go, it's like WebMD, Travis. Every time you look
something
up.
Yeah, you can't Google that shit.
They just say, oh, yeah, that dog's going to die. And so we think,
why don't you take that fucking thing back to the Humane Society?
We think, oh, be like, fuck, the dog's going to die. So, like,
right.
me and Laura, just in a panic, I go and pick her up from work. I bring the dog with me. And in a panic from Laura's work, we speed to the vet to get it there before they close because we think our dog's going to die. And so the dog is throwing up shit in the parking lot, throwing up shit in the lobby. We get her in a room, throwing up shit in the room. And the vet comes in and sees her do it and says, oh, no, that's her coughing. You know how you were slapping her? You were getting the stuff out of her lungs, and she's just getting the stuff out of her lungs.
That'll be $52.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, why didn't you tell me it was going to be like this? I mean, like, I guess it's not her job to tell me what a cough is like, but this didn't seem like a cough to me. This seemed like a lot. It involved very graphic noises. It was,
well, yeah, it actually kind of is part of their job to let you know what's gonna happen,
right? I mean, they should definitely inform you.
So we kind of start to get a rhythm for it. As we're giving this dog antibiotics, it's become a totally different dog. I mean, this dog is, it's a crazy 30-pound puppy that just wants to jump on you all the time and play bite, and it's like a 24-hour fucking job, this fucking dog. We kind of want to give her pneumonia again because she was...
Well, she'll get pneumonia again as she gets older, temper-wise. The only problem is right now is the most important time where you have to, like, stop her bullshit behavior that you hate, because she's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
And then she'll be a giant pain in the ass trying to jump on everybody and fuck with you and bite you.
Well, she's imposing. I mean, she's,
yeah.
I mean, like, if she runs full speed at you and jumps on you, she'd knock your ass over.
You've got about 2 years of this.
Yeah. I don't want 2 years of it, Matt. We're going to take the dog back.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd just have it euthanized, honestly.
They have like a waiting period where it's like a trial period. Be like, I don't want this. Yeah, dog. Like, are you kidding
we
me?
Nursed the dog back to health. We know she's fine. Now we'll get rid of her. It's fine.
That's probably what they wanted. They're like, we're going to pawn this fucking docile dog off on somebody. We don't want to spend the $200 in vet bills to get pneumonia medicine and deal with her puking all over the place.
Right.
Let's give them to these poor saps. I'm nursing back to health.
Yeah, they
saw see what kind of dog she is and bring her back.
They saw Laura coming a mile away. They were like, ooh, she looks like a gal we can give the pneumonia dog to. Get that girl a tennis ball.
That's it's like the salesman that sold drunk his fucking brand new vehicle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My car's fine.
Yeah.
The one that broke down.
Drunk's car is fine, guys. How dare you?
Now it is.
So, yeah, as my pick of the week, guys, is not having a dog. it's been a good 30-something years that I've had just being able to do what I want to do. And
say what you want to say, be how you want to be, play how you want to play.
Yeah. Matt, when you were checking the Spotify new releases, did you happen to see... Mm-hmm. That you know, I've been calling that motherfucker Thumb all these years. It's not
Thumb York.
It's not Thumb
Yorkie.
I was listening to Sirius XMU, Matt, and she said Tom, and I was like, of course it's Tom. Why wouldn't it be Tom? Why have I been calling?
I've always said Tom.
Why have I been calling this motherfucker Thumb? Motherfucker's names aren't
I don't
Thumb.
Know.
Tom York.
Tom York. C.
We have a poorly produced game to play. It's
oh, is this overrated Radiohead or an ambulance?
Travis, the game is Radiohead or pop song in reverse.
Oh yes.
We have seven rounds. I'm going to play you a song. It is either going to be 8 seconds of a Radiohead or I guess Tom York song. We'll just call that Radiohead.
Wait, is this Tom York or Thumb?
Thumb Jork.
Your K.
It's guys, it's Thumb, one of three things. It'll be Radiohead, Tom York, or Thumb York.
Your K.
Or a song that I have played in reverse. So,
so we could just say Radiohead or reverse.
Yeah, you won't hear the pop song that you may know. It'll sound a little weird because I'm playing it backwards.
We talked about this before. If you take a Radiohead song and play it in reverse, does it sound like a normal pop song?
I don't know. I haven't tested that theory, Travis. Maybe that's what we should play next time. We should play Radiohead or Radiohead in reverse. So you guys understand the game. As always, if you get it right, you get plus points. If you get it wrong, you get negative points.
Why the negative points?
I love the negative points, Drunk. It's the only reason I want to play.
You know that shit drives me crazy.
So here is round one of Radiohead or pop song in reverse. Guys, is that Radiohead or is that a pop song in reverse?
Pop song in reverse.
Matt. I am too. It sounds like a piece of Linkin Park.
I'm gonna go pop song in reverse.
Okay, guys, you are right. That is a song in reverse by the duo The Chainsmokers. So we will move on to round two of Radiohead or pop song in reverse.
Radiohead.
I'm going Radiohead.
I'm going to go with pop song in reverse.
Drunk, that is a song off of the new Tom or Thom York album.
Oh, fuck. Well, you didn't say that was one of the options.
We win.
You guys won. It's fine. It's either Radiohead forwards or pop song backwards, Matt.
So yes, you got a point, buddy.
Here's round three, guys.
Hold on a second. Is Tom York in Radiohead?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the main Radiohead.
He's the Radiohead.
He's Radiohead?
Yeah, he's Radiohead, and everybody else is the body.
I hate Radiohead. I don't like them, and I don't listen to them ever. I didn't even know Tom.
Man,
was a Radiohead.
That's why we're
playing Radiohead or pop song.
Okay.
Do you guys need to hear three again?
No. Honestly, I thought these were three different options we were playing. It was either Radiohead, Tom York.
Tom York is the Radiohead man.
Okay.
He asked if you understood the rules, man.
Yeah, I thought I did. I thought we were three different people. I thought there were three different choices. I didn't realize.
Tom York is Radiohead.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Matt's still frazzled here.
He's still frazzled, Matt?
I'm still cooking.
You still think somebody's in your house.
I still think your girl got murdered.
So, song three, I'm going pop song in reverse.
Play that again. No, that sounds obnoxious. I'll go Radiohead.
I'm going to actually throw this in there. Tom Waits.
So it's either pop song in reverse, Matt, or a song by Tom York of Radiohead.
Not Tom Waits. Wait, okay.
Travis said Radiohead.
Radiohead.
Drunk.
Pop song in reverse.
Pop song in reverse.
Drunk says. Okay, guys, that was a song off the new Tom York album.
Yeah.
So Drunk is at -1, Travis is at +3, and Matt is at 1. So here we go, guys. Mm-hmm. Round 4. This is a 7-round game we're playing here.
Oh my god.
Radiohead or pop song in reverse.
I hate this so much.
It's so obnoxious that I'm going Radiohead again.
Travis goes Radiohead.
I'm going to say pop song in reverse.
I also will say pop song in reverse.
Drunk says pop song in reverse. Matt says pop song
playing
in reverse.
The game
Travis
statistics here.
Says Radiohead. Guys, that was a Kanye West song in reverse.
Oh, thank God.
So Matt and Travis are tied at 2. Drunk is at 0.
Thought I had that for sure.
Guys, round 5, Radiohead or pop song in reverse.
Pop song in reverse.
That's what I'm going to.
Okay. Guys, that was a the new Pink song.
Okay.
In reverse. So Travis and Matt are at 3. Drunk is at 1.
I think I've cracked the code.
Two rounds left of Radiohead or pop song in reverse, guys. Round 6.
Maybe not.
Do you need to hear that again, Travis?
Yeah, give me one more time. Fuck, I thought I had the code cracked.
Travis, that is 8 seconds
Tom York is.
Of a song. Is that Radiohead or song in reverse?
Give me Radiohead.
Travis says Radiohead.
I'm going Radiohead.
Matt says Radiohead.
Well, I guess the only way I get back in is saying pop song in reverse.
Drunk, that is Radiohead.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, final round. Travis and Matt are tied drunk. So
This is it.
This is for all the tamales. You know what I'm saying?
All the tamales.
I will go pop star reverse.
Matt, you go first, and then I'll just pick the opposite, and that'll decide the winner.
You want to hear it again, Matt?
Yeah, I do want to hear it again. So, is he saying I hate pie? I hate pie. It sounds like a pop song in reverse.
Is that we're going to choose, though?
Is I could see this.
Now I want to make that song, Matt.
I hate pie. I hate pie.
Why would you want to make that song? Because pie is fucking delicious.
Lemon meringue, banana cream. I hate pie. I hate pie.
Some people hate pie, man. Like, I don't know.
I hate pie.
I'm thinking my throat hurts.
Can't recover from that.
I'm gonna go pop song in reverse.
Matt goes pop song in reverse. Travis, are you doing the opposite?
Yeah, Radiohead.
Okay, Matt wins.
Woo! Okay, cool. Great game.
Yeah.
What was the song?
That was a Daft Punk song, Travis.
Yeah.
Oh, that could have been a Daft Punk song in forward.
Right.
Could have.
Guys, do we have anything else going on in the world?
Well, I'm getting jazzed up in just a couple of weeks. I'm going to my horror convention in Chicago for Flashback Weekend. So,
oh,
my every other year enjoyment of going and seeing a bunch of aging horror icons.
Who's on the docket this year, Travis?
Oh, we got Sam Raimi. We got Bruce Campbell. Shit. We got
those guys will back out last minute.
Robert, nope, they are the VIPs, so people paid big money for for those tickets. Robert Englund is back. We got a bunch of Nightmare on Elm Street gals.
Ones you haven't met yet?
One that I haven't met yet. I'm super excited because I have room on my Blu-ray jacket. So
wow.
Lisa Zane from Freddy's Dead, Part 6, The Final Nightmare.
Lisa Zane. How much do you think Lisa Zane charges for an autograph?
$25.
$25?
Yeah, $25, $30. Probably $40 with the table photo.
What if it's like way more, Travis? Like, what if she knows she's the last one that a lot of people need? And like, for those completists out there, she's like $70.
She's like a chase card for like complete.
Yeah, I mean, like, Lisa Zane isn't really like a big get, but she's the last get. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But she hasn't been there since I've been paying attention, so.
Yeah, so a lot of people need her to finish up their.
If she charges more than like Heather Langenkamp or Lisa Wilcox, who are like big heads of that franchise, they were in multiple movies. I imagine there'd be some kind of like uprising of the nerds.
Oh, you
maybe
think
even
the,
of the
the nerds will fight back. Huh? They'll storm Area 51.
I don't
That's
know.
Right.
A
Everybody's
single word
jumping in there.
Guys, I mean, what do you think? Did we do it? Did we do it?
I think we did it.
I think it's been done.
It's been done. Matt.
Bubba Hotep.
I mean, do you feel good? Bubba Hotep. What about Bubba Hotep? I love Bubba.
Well,
Hotep.
I mean, Bruce Campbell, he's going to be there. Tony Todd, Candyman, he's going to be there.
You know,
Virginia Madsen from.
Still one of my favorite Lotus cast interactions was with Tony Todd.
Yeah, was he short with you?
No. We asked him what it was like working with Tom Welling on in Smallville, and he just started talking about fucking 9/11.
That sounds like everything I've ever heard about Tony Todd.
And at one point, he started rambling on about like. How he likes to watch eggs cook and butterflies fly. He's just a fucking wackadoo.
What are his thoughts on 9/11, Matt? Was he against it?
No, it was just that we had asked him about Smallville because Joe and I are kind of Smallville nerds, and we were
and
you know
said Bush did it.
He was like, oh man, it was you know such a tough time because you know 9/11 had just happened, and I was like, it just brought it way down. We were trying to keep it light.
Oh, when
and fun,
he was in Smallville.
I guess that year around that episode was when 9/11 happened.
So
director Fred Decker from the Monster Squad, he's going to be there.
Being in Smallville was Tony Todd's 9/11.
That's right. That's right.
Huh. Bush did that too. Smallville.
Good show, fucking Smallville.
Drunk.
The jitters.
Drunk, would you say you have a pick of the week, Drunk? Something you want the people to know about?
Well, you know, I'm not watching anything new, and I forgot what we talked about this episode. So, Drunk's pick of the week will be, I don't know, the Wisconsin Dells. Go see Travis. Have fun.
I'll meet you down there. Come to the Wisconsin Dells, I'll meet you. It's only like an hour.
Matt, your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is Euthanasia. It's everybody's best friend.
I love that band.
Matt, you have a dog. Do you have advice for me? Advice about dogs. Advice.
Yeah.
Matt, that's what I need. I need dog advice.
I mean, you know, of course I could definitely give you some advice on the little thing, but you know, I'd say you just have to be, you know, really invested in love with the dog. I mean,
yeah. Lick its asshole.
Right.
Blow weed in its face. It'll calm down.
Does that work?
I don't want to. No.
No.
I mean, it does, but you shouldn't do it.
I don't want to tell people. I'm not putting that out there.
So, yeah. Did everybody have a pick of the week? Did we do all the picks?
We did.
Of the week? We did it all? Uh-huh. Guys, I got a lot of games. It's going to be the month of games, I think. So get ready for that. Sorry we weren't live last week. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Yeah, this was fun. We should do it again. So, Matt, Travis, thank you. Drunk, thank you. We'll see you next week.
Sounds out, guns out. Or guns out, phones out. Is that how it goes?
You forgot your own thing?
I guess so.
You fucking idiot. Lock it, feel it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Technologic. 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 Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it. Get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quickly write it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, feel it, curl it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
Upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it.
Lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself.